My Vietnamese New Year celebration by Janet Nguyen. Let me tell you about Vietnamese New Year. Vietnamese New Year starts somewhere in the second week of January and ends somewhere in February. Now when it's the morning of Vietnamese New Year, my mom always wakes me up by letting me sleep very, very late. It's very special for me to do that because I'm usually always busy. On Sundays, I go to school, Vietnamese language school, and on Saturdays, I go to a birthday party or something. On Vietnamese New Year, my mom and all the people that live in my house prepare a big feast.
Yum.
Our religion is Buddhism. My family isn't Catholic, so we don't believe in Jesus. But while my mom prepares the food, me, my dad, and my grandfather hang yellow flowers with wires on a little tree with no leaves and absolutely bare. When we're done with the flower part, I help my mom with the food. There is pho, that's noodles. And did you know that if you cut your noodles, then you will have a short life? If you don't cut your noodles, then you have a long life. The second one is banh thịt. It's a very traditional piece of food. It has a pork filling with yellow bean in a circle around the pork with rice around the yellow bean filling. It gets wrapped up in banana leaf, and then my family makes 20 or more of them and cooks it in a trash can. The third one is jia. Jia is soup, but it's always sweet. It's never sour. It's mostly used as dessert. The last one is rice, 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 and even more rice. Before the guests come, my grandfather gets a long glass cup and collects this holy rice. Then my grandfather gets these long red sticks, and my grandfather gets three of them because they represent the gods that live in the sky. One god is the oldest one. He has a bald head and he wears a golden robe with a really long white beard. And when he walks, he holds a brown crooked cane. He stands for long living for eternity. The second one wears a blue robe and he looks much like the third god, but wears a blue robe and hat with flaps on the side. He stands for money and wealth. The third god wears a red robe with a fancy-looking hat with clingy beads and a mustache and a beard, but those parts are black. That god stands for happiness, joy, and feeling. Some of the activities my family does to celebrate Vietnamese New Year is we go to the Space Needle to watch a lion dance. For dinner, we go to a Chinese restaurant where we order noodles for a long life. For dessert, we have mooncake. When my family is done eating, we go to our friend's house. We go there to play and have fun. Then we pass out lì xì. Lì xì is a red envelope stuffed with money or candy. My mom and dad give me money in my red envelope. Sometimes it's a quarter or up to $20. When we go home, we go to sleep because it's way past our bedtime. Gung hei fat choy. The end.